From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Research shows that cannabis use during pregnancy can increase the risk of a low birth weight and affect a baby's brain development, officials from a local health-related work group told the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors this week. The group, made up of staff from First 5 Humboldt, North Coast Health Improvement and Information Network, St. Joseph Hospital, Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services, Humboldt State University, and the California Center for Rural Policy, started meeting in 2016 to talk about the high rates of perinatal substance use in the county. During the meeting, the group presented its findings and a resolution stressing the importance of women who are pregnant, contemplating pregnancy, or breastfeeding to avoid using cannabis. Tiny house villages and secondary units, a couple of the housing options Humboldt County government's looking at to improve housing affordability. Lost Coast Outpost reports the Board of Supervisors adopted a revised housing element that takes a hard look at long-range planning and puts the county's planning and building department into a more active planning role with developers, cities, and other county agencies to talk about housing needs. Last time Humboldt County updated its housing element was 2014. The county's compliance with that state law related to the revision was set to expire at the end of the month. Doing so might have made the county ineligible for various state and federal program funds. Well, a jockey seriously hurt and a horse had to be put down after an accident Sunday at the Humboldt County Fair. Lost Coast Outpost reports the jockey, Luis Alberto Godoy, wound up in intensive care with a concussion and a bruised lung. He was on a 4-year-old horse named Bronco Brown when his horse tumbled over the rail. The horse was euthanized due to the extent of its injuries. Godoy's being treated at St. Joseph Hospital. Well, classes begin Monday at HSU, and the school has a few upcoming events as well. There is a part-time job fair scheduled for Wednesday, the 28th, 10 to 2 p.m. at the UC Quad. More than 40 employers on and off campus will be on the HSU Quad recruiting to fill part-time job openings, hand out applications, and collect resumes. Great opportunity to link up with local employers. A volunteer fair happens Wednesday, September 4th, 10 to 2 in the Quad. Student community engagement opportunities include service learning and academic internship courses and volunteering with programs like Yes and Clubs. And there's an HSU Downtown Block Party scheduled for Friday, September 8th, 4 to 8 p.m., at the Arcata Plaza. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.